Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying productive? At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, has been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. Trello keeps everyone on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian, actor Rob Riggle going to phone the program, right?
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow.
Right about now, tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to happen. Rob Riggle.
That's a for sure?
Yeah, yeah. The Rob Riggle Global Investigator is the name of the show on Discovery Channel.
Good dude. I like that guy.
He's a Chiefs fan.
Yes, he is.
We just had to cancel it.
He was in the studio. He was very cool, man.
Yeah, he's part about that big charity thing they do down in Kansas, that big slick every year. Yeah. It's like him and Paul Rudd.
All the guys.
Eric Stone Street.
Sudeikis.
Sudeikis. Yeah. All those guys are Kansas City boys. Yeah. They show up for that every year. Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun.
Screw the Chiefs. Shut up, Nick.
Can't even wish ill on the Royals.
I'm trying to make it normal times by just hating on the champions. But you beat the whatever. At least the Patriots didn't.
They won the final Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did win the final Super Bowl. That'll be a trivia question from here on, from years from now.
What's a Super Bowl?
During the Mad Max territory of our lives. Who won that last Super Bowl? The Chiefs. Grandpa Mike. Who won the grip? That'd be great grandpa. It'd be great grandpa Mike. I'd be damn what I'm talking about. Who won the last Super Bowl? That'd be the Chiefs. Screw them. As I'm sitting there in a dust bowl in a hut with a motorcycle out front, that's how we're all going to live.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry if you live that way now.
Was on this date.
Be prepared.
Yeah. It's good practice.
It is good practice.
And they're laughing now. They're laughing at guys like me that used to mock them. With their canned goods and their gasoline tank.
They're set.
Well, we still got gas and food. We're not worried about that right now.
It's early.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Jeez. Pick me up, Nick.
Like, you need to bring more doom and gloom to this room. Jesus.
It's early.
Was on this date in 1918. You might remember where you were when daylight saving time went into effect throughout the United States for the first time.
Is that the one we like or the one we don't like?
That's the one we're on now.
Got it. So we like this one.
No. That's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we're on daylight time now.
Okay. We're on saving time now?
Right.
Then we like that.
Yeah.
That's the one we like. Make that year round so we can be up longer during the pandemic.
Oh, we got an extrovert here that's going a little nutty. Just wants to talk.
Who's this?
Colleen.
Oh, Colleen.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know I'm going nutty. I miss your mug, guys.
That is nuts.
That is. Yeah. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
I thought about that.
I know. That's how desperate I am. That's how sequestered. I missed all four or five of you, however many are there.
I can ask you a question now. Because, the funny bone is obviously closed up until everything happens. And I was thinking about this the other day. And I thought about the guy that maybe is the manager of my gym. He probably drives to that building, and he could probably get in there because he's the manager. And do you think he goes and takes a lap in the pool? Or just
probably.
So then more importantly, I thought the guy that owns a bar, not necessarily have a party because that's against the rules. But have you thought about just going in? You're in your office once in a while, right? You still going to the building or not?
Oh. I go in there three or four times a week. I make a Bloody Mary and sit at my desk and cry.
I bet you I know that Funny Bone is not open during the week a lot of times until the weekends, but do you sit at the bar and that's by yourself?
I have, yes, I have over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just making sure everything was shut off. And obviously right now I'm just getting the mail and filling out all the unemployment papers.
How's the landlord treating businesses like you? I know you only deal with one landlord, but have you been hearing anything about that?
I think so far ours is very cool.
Yeah.
She's really understanding, and she, you know, so we're not under any pressure to hurry up and pay big rent
got
when
it.
We're not selling any beer.
Okay, got it. All right. So,
yeah, we're going to be okay. We're going to come out of this okay and with bigger and funnier acts. That can't go and do an arena or a theater. They all want to come to the Funny Bone.
Oh, that's true.
And I will say maybe or maybe not, depending.
Yeah. Christy and I talked to Colleen last week. Yeah. I remember portions of the conversation. But you have a son. You have a son in New York City. Has he made it home yet?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. My son Daniel got in here over 2 weeks ago. He feels like the canary that escaped the coal mine.
Yeah, he left early. You know, He left early, right?
He drove in 2 weeks ago. So he's at the Comedy Condo. He's got a nice bachelor pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other son, Martin, and his girlfriend, they made it out. And I'm saying they made it out of Queens Saturday. They flew in here Saturday. So I've got them sequestered in another condo over here. And I won't see him for 2 weeks. I just wave at him from the balcony.
But that's good, though. At least I got out of New York, you know. I mean, because that's a little bit.
They are so thankful. So thankful.
Man.
So my older son and I, of course, we watched all of Joe Exotic.
Right. That's great.
And
yeah.
Now we're on to The Sopranos. We're watching The Sopranos.
Oh, did you watch it the first time around?
Oh, yes.
Okay, but you're watching it again. Okay, I got it. That'd be great to watch.
It'd probably be worse.
And we're doing lots of cooking and wine. I'll tell you guys, I'm doing an Anthony Bourdain recipe every week.
Oh, really?
Nice. I have this cookbook, so I figured because some of them are kind of a little harder than my expertise.
Yeah.
So I do a Bourdain recipe every week, and I'm in touch with all the comics. I Zoom with the staff on Sundays. One of our staff already had a baby, and two are expecting.
Man,
that was fast.
Yeah.
which comics are the fathers?
Which comics are the fathers? Exactly right. Some of these guys you talk to, because you know we all know people that do really well, and so they have money. But we also know these road guys; they're not getting paid, man.
They're
getting in trouble. Some of these guys are in trouble.
I think guys like Augie who don't have the Netflix specials rolling in, they got to miss the road or certainly miss the money.
Right, of course, miss the money.
But Augie also has a wife that I think works from home.
She works. Yeah, okay. Wife works, right. Yeah, I saw that. But
so that's good.
Yeah,
I've gotten into some very heated Monopoly games with my son. And this son, he only likes to play when there's good stakes. Like the loser has to fix the dinner of choice for the other person. Plus $25.
Are you? Did you have that? I know you were cleaning up the Funny Bone that weekend when you were still open. I was there. Do you have that decontaminated right now?
Yes.
For the future.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For
yep.
the future. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a?
Yep. Everything is.
Yeah. You have a Monopoly game scheduled soon because there's a lot of guys out there who are desperate to gamble.
Since we're not allowed to, we're not allowed to see people. Can you leave the keys and I can use your place to have a drink?
Absolutely.
I just go in the Funny Bone, my wife, and sit at the bar. My wife and I were missing the simple things in life, like sitting in a bar and having a drink. That was a simple thing we thought of the other day. I know it sounds first world problems, but everybody misses certain stupid things. And I'm thinking, I could just sit in the Funny Bone by myself and have a drink. But that would be depressing, too.
You know, if you do that, Kyle, mm-hmm. he'll be living there from Friday night to Sunday afternoon.
Sorry about that.
He's not going to leave.
Yes.
And you're going to need to order more vodka.
I know.
I still have a very full bar.
Yes.
Absolutely, just waiting for you.
All right.
You know, nice. But I'm giving up drinking for a month.
No, sorry.
I mean, I'm giving up. for a month.
Good line. You scared me for a second. Nobody can give it up. Well, you got to keep checking in. You got to keep. At least your son's there with you. That's nice. You're not by yourself, so that's cool. So
I will. So miss you guys.
Miss you
and
too, Carl.
Keep on keeping on.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
You bye, too. Carl.
Lots of love
to
all.
Carl.
Love you, Colleen.
Isn't it weird to have to miss people that you live a mile from?
Yeah.
It's true. You know? I still get to see you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
No hugging or no high fives or
no wrestling.
No shaking hands.
No wrestling.
No noogies.
It speaks
grasping
volumes.
Of the forearm. Right.
When Colleen is missing us, normally she's sick of us.
She mentioned Bourdain. Yeah. I don't want to bring it up with her because she gets depressed about that. Are suicides up? Have you heard that?
That is a concern.
It's got to be up. It's got to be up.
Well, they're probably keeping track of a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but there's always somebody keeping track of everything.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. They got to be up.
Unfortunately, I saw it this morning, right as I was turning the news off to come to work, they said that the police calls for domestic violence.
Oh, I knew that'd be up.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I'm just worried she said she's bringing in bigger and funnier comedians. I'll have to see if I can still get booked there.
Ooh, you might not make the list.
Yeah, there's a backlog, I'm sure.
She did say bigger and funnier. But she might mean cheaper, too. She'll be there. Because they got to pay the bills, you know.
You know, Colleen has access to this building, so she could probably come here on the weekend and just sit in her spot and pretend we're here.
Yeah, and we can go to the Funny Bone and have a drink and pretend somebody else is there.
Trade.
Yeah, just switch spots.
All right.
We are celebrating National Women's History Month.
And nobody could actually see us in the Funny Bone, too, so we wouldn't be shamed.
Yeah.
It's such a it's a building where you can't see
And you wouldn't
anybody.
Have to wear pants.
Yeah, but they'd see you at the mall.
Yeah, you have to walk over from the car. Yeah, and that parking lot is deserted.
I'm guessing you could park pretty close right now.
Yeah, good spot. Mm-hmm.
You just sprint right by Fuzzy Taco. Well,
or that secret back stairway.
We could just have our wives drop us off.
Yeah.
And sneak in real quick.
Because we don't have alcohol at the house.
Right. You sit at one end of the bar, and I sit at the other end of the bar.
Yeah, what up?
Well, we don't have the variety of alcohol.
No.
Hell, I'd go in and fire up the fryers and maybe making some food in the kitchen. Go see what Brian left back here.
I'd just have me a liquor suicide.
I just thought about it.
A little bit of that.
It's called a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah. Long Liquor suicide. You're right. That's what it's called,
Long Island iced tea.
But I like calling
a little bit of everything.
I like liquor suicide. Yeah, get help, by the way.
Right in the suicide.
Yeah, please get help.
But apparently Todd only gets his alcohol to go in gallon jugs now, so you have to get the gallon size.
Liquor suicide, gallon jug.
Make it a big one.
Oh, I'm drinking tonight. Damn it. I just decided.
We're celebrating National Women's History Month on the last day of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't deem that important enough.
You're a dick.
And even on today, it got mentioned after National Sauce Month. it's further down. Even on clearance day of National Whatever
it is
Month.
Clearance day.
With 10 minutes to go.
It is a few. It's
6 minutes to go.
It's not as high on the list as National Sauce Month because S comes before W.
Yeah, that's why. Mm.
Whatever, dude. Tell that to the women.
They had all marched, and you ever said anything about it? It was their month for history?
Well, there's a lot of these things that I didn't say anything about.
Have you known about this one?
Yeah, I know. Once again, you try to compare them as all the same.
Have you known about this one since the beginning of the month?
Yeah. No. Or I just learned about it.
Recently come to your
attention. He's got a list.
I got a list. I don't look at it.
This is the first time he read to the bottom.
I pick one out as I say, it's National Umbrella Month.
Yeah. Oh, it was after. You're right. It was even Umbrella Month was even announced more quicker than this one.
But well, I don't know. U comes before W.
Have you heard from any other source that it's National Women's History Month?
No.
I don't know that I have.
No, it's kind of eating up the news right now. So,
But
March 1st is before the pandemic, technically. Yeah. Although, no, it was actually here. We just had a guy that didn't say it was here. Yeah.
No, that's when it wasn't real.
That's right. It was a hoax. Get him out of office.
Yeah. It's also National Craft Month. I assume that means get your hobby on.
No, not Hobby Lobby. That place, that guy's a douche, man. So get your crafts from someplace else, although you're not supposed to craft shop right now because that means you're out, man.
Order it online. You can get stuff delivered.
My wife spray paints everything.
Yeah,
I'm going to wake up painted one morning. You know?
So the owner of a comedy club in Britain says that about 20 police officers.
So she got a lot of huffable paint around, you're saying?
Yep.
Oh.
When the booze runs out, I'm all set.
You got a big gold mouth coming in here. Nick's huffing. Then we're in trouble. We all start huffing. We all got gold faces around our goat
teeth. I'll bring some Kansas for you. Right. We're going to have to use separate bags.
Because that stuff's probably hard to come by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can you get the huffable paint at the hardware store?
I picked a bad week to quit huffing paint, man.
You can probably get it delivered to your front door.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. The owner.
I don't need to hit you up then.
No.
All right, well, let me know.
The owner of a British comedy club said about 20 police officers descended on their
It's called a comedy club by the way.
Yeah, they're not as funny because it's British comedy.
Right.
It's cheeky.
to shut down a live show.
Oh, my God.
For violating bans on large gatherings. Apparently, people were watching this on the web, and the problem was the show actually took place several weeks earlier. People who saw this on the web thought it was being live streamed rather than just a show from a few weeks ago.
Right.
And so they called the cops and said, nee, 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 nee. You know how they
that's,
are.
That's the same second opinion voice. Yeah. Yeah, you had one voice for the
cops. Yeah, so they called the cops and said, you need a second opinion. And so the cops went over there and said, screw your second opinion. There's nobody there.
Right. Yeah, there's no live show at the Funny Bone. If you see my car sitting out there, I'm just borrowing a key and drinking some alcohol.
Christy and I
just
were watching.
Chugging beers.
Oh, it was Lewis Black's last live show. I don't know if it was up on his website.
It really was.
Up on Facebook.
Yeah. Was it good?
Of course it was good.
Of course it's Lewis, man.
And a Washington man in trouble with the law. The suspect was driving, quote, absolutely recklessly. A pursuit ensued at 109 miles or at up to 109 miles an hour. One of the troopers attempted to corner the suspect's car, looked inside, and then realized that a pit bull was sitting in the driver's seat of the car while the suspect steered.
Nice.
Yeah, bored pandemic.
Eventually, troopers were able to use spike strips to end the pursuit. During the arrest, the suspect gave them an explanation. He said he was trying to teach his dog how to drive.
All right.
You got to put him in the driver's seat sometimes.
So the Washington State Patrol has now charged the man.
He had a gold face, didn't he? He had a gold face.
The Washington State Patrol has now charged the man with reckless endangerment, hit and run, driving under the influence, and felony eluding.
Damn. Is the dog getting charged?
The dog, according to police, was a very sweet girl. And taken to the animal shelter after her owner was arrested.
Dude, I shouldn't be driving. Look at the cop. I shouldn't be driving. This is wrong. Hey, Dad, if you're listening, I'll call you. We'll call you tomorrow. We're going to go to my dad and see how he's doing. Just stuck in his house.
He
just got to hold me right now.
Some people do that in their off hours.
He's there. Yeah. No, I do. But no, I do talk to him, but I figured he can give us some lowdown on what's happening back east. You know, he's stuck in his house with the, you know.
Pennsylvania is getting hit particularly hard because they've closed the state-run liquor store.
Yeah, I want to find out they have.
You have to subsist on wine and beer.
And I'm going to find out what he's doing, and he's stuck in his house because he's being safe, and he ain't a young man. So, yeah, Dad, we'll call you tomorrow. He just got back to me. He's home. We had also Dr. Mina. She was great. You know, one asshat doesn't like anything, so I don't care about that guy. But
no, there's more than one asshat.
Well, they hate Dr. Mina. Education, Dr. Mina.
Oh, they just hate educated people in general.
I know they do. Yeah. I know. Well, you got a guy for that. Turn on today at 5. You'll see that asshat somewhere.
Right. Rob Riggle is going to phone the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. TNTRadioEmpire.com for streaming and podcasts and all that. Patronize all the advertisers you hear, please. That's what keeps the show on the air. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.